Now we have the Irish patisserie champion in studio, Asia Mahilani. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
When was the competition?
It was yesterday.
All right, so yeah. Wow.
Yes, still very fresh.
Yes, yeah. How are you feeling?
Good, really good. Yeah, it didn't really settle in until like last night when I was alone with my husband that I got to be a bit excited and giddy and skip a little bit.
Yeah.
Just be really happy.
How did you win? What was your creation? Is it like the Great British Bake Off or different?
I've actually never watched the Great British.
I mean,
sorry. No.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize to me. I don't care.
It was like a show I used to watch as a kid. I can't remember the name, but we had overall about six hours of cooking in the kitchen. And for the first round, we presented Café Gourmandise, so the treat that's beside you there. We had a lot of rules to follow. It was plant-based. We used Be Better Butter, make something that people can eat with a coffee.
Yes.
Very easy, accessible.
What is that again? Just name it again.
So I named it the Gaelachlan.
No, but it's a type of what?
Café Gourmandise.
Right.
So just a little pastry.
Yeah.
It's but a fancy way of saying like a little coffee pastry.
A coffee pastry.
Yeah.
It's so perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's that is just, I don't want to eat that. It's too good to eat. That is too good to eat. So that was the first thing.
Yeah, that was the first thing. Then the next round we presented plated desserts like you would see in a restaurant. And that had some other rules, but it didn't need to be plant-based, just guidelines. And we had to use a Grand Cru chocolate from Valrhona, which is usually single origin, which they work very closely with the chocolate producer, which is really cool because...
It's fair trade. Is it fair?
I don't know if it's fair trade, but it'd be really direct with the producer.
Okay.
And there's a lot of disparities between like the chocolate producer and then the chocolate eater. But they work to even like help build healthcare like facilities and things like that. But anyway, that's off track.
But it's something you're passionate about.
I majored in food systems, actually. So I learned about like the whole food system from agriculture through consumption and like the politics and theories surrounding that and all that jazz. I'm a big nerd myself, so
right.
as you kind of got a gist of earlier. But yeah, we had the plated desserts then, brought it up to the judges, just like showed them, explained it a bit. And then we had another hour or so afterwards to finish a chocolate showpiece. So a big artistic display made completely out of chocolate.
How big was it?
It needs to be at least 60 centimeters.
So you're holding it. That's about 3 foot, 2.5, 3 foot there.
Maybe two and a half.
Right.
Which is, very nerve-wracking because as like in the TV shows, you know, it can all fall and crumble. So that's the nerve-wracking part. But
congratulations. Now, people may have copped that you're not from Ireland.
Yeah.
You've taken a very circuitous route to be with us today.
Yeah.
Starting in Hawaii, no less.
Yeah, I'm originally from Hawaii.
Hawaii. That's how you say it, is it?
Hawaii.
Right.
Hawaii, yeah.
Right.
Okay. But Hawaii's fine.
Okay.
And my surname is actually McDonough now because I fell in love with a Galway boy, married him, and so Galway's my home now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How did you meet?
I was on a road trip with my sister in Ireland, and we had one night in Galway, and I met him in a pub.
Right.
So I met him, but we were leaving the next day to continue our road trip, and initially when we parted, he said, you know, have a nice life, and I was like, all right, thanks, you too. And then he texted me like an hour later. I was like, I want to see you again, so... He took a day off and took the bus to Dublin to catch us before. I was living in Paris at the time, working in pastry. And he ended up moving to Paris 6 weeks later to be with me. So the third time I'd seen him, we moved in together.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very fast.
Yes.
We committed very fast, but it'll be 7 years in August. So it worked out.
Yeah. Have a good life.
Yeah. I do, actually.
Look, there's a lovely movie in that, isn't there?
Yeah, it does feel like kind of like a romantic.
Yeah. Are you a romantic person?
I am. And I actually make wedding cakes now. So it's really fun for me to like hear everybody else's love stories, get to know them and what they want to like feel and express on their big days. And then, you know, kind of relive that, that beginning of the...
Yeah, tap into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's still really lovely with me and my husband. We're still in that honeymoon phase, but, you know, get to hear all the love stories. It's really fun. And then to try and create a pastry, a sweet treat to go along with it and bring them a little bit more joy on that day is like, yeah, it's really lovely.
Yeah, what a lovely thing to do.
It is.
That is a joyous day for nearly everybody, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Wedding day. It's that one day.
Yeah. And everybody in the wedding industry is really happy, which was kind of new. I've worked in pastry shops and restaurants for 10 years and not everyone's always happy. So it's really nice to see everybody like really... Yeah.
And baking was always going to be something you were going to do because your grandmother was the bread woman on the island.
Yeah, she's bread lady on Maui.
Right.
So yeah, it
What's the population of Maui?
I actually don't know.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
I thought you'd know it. You've been a nerd and all that. But
it's changed a lot since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot different now.
So she was getting up at what time in the morning?
4 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. So she'd wake us up when we'd stay over, just to have, not like forcefully or anything, just to have fun in the kitchen and help her. But it was so lovely to like wake up, like roll down the stairs and immediately you're just hit with beautiful, comforting aromas of freshly baked bread, sugar and cinnamon. And she had her own business for 45 years. Which was a big thing for a woman in the, like, and I think that makes it in the 70s to start her own business
yeah.
and like maintain it. And she really loved it. She loved making bread and delivering it around the island. So
163,688 is the
okay.
population.
Yeah.
Just so you know. So you went to college in California.
Yeah, I went to Berkeley. Yeah.
Yeah. And you studied
food systems eventually. Yeah.
After what?
What do you mean?
That is important because it was chemistry and religion first, was it?
So I was, as I said, a big nerd. So I finished all of my prereqs in high school for college. I did a lot of university courses then in high school. So when I got to uni, I could take courses in kind of whatever I wanted, but like the fun ones after the basic thingies.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was like chemistry, religion, philosophy. Did a bit of anatomy, so that's why I know the like ear anatomy.
No, we were talking before we went on air about you know how you hear yourself and how other people hear you. So
yeah,
we were nerding out on that one.
Yeah,
but chemistry and baking, there is a connection, isn't there?
Huge, yeah. Huge. That's why I think my naturally your personality kind of guides you or attracts you to certain things in life. But science and pastry, and I was into sports as well. Specifically gymnastics, and it's all very precise. And so with chemistry, that having the understanding of like the chemical processes that go on while you're making pastries actually really helps. And I try to teach that to people who are learning from me as well, because if you understand the scientific process, like the reasons why there are all those rules, then you can consistently make your things that you want to.
Yes.
And yes, experiment it.
Because you have the basics.
Yeah, because you have the basics. You can build off it, innovate it, but always understand like what's happening.
Yeah. And there's also a creative element to it as well, isn't
there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what you have. So you have the science and the creativity.
Yeah, it's a really fun combo.
Yeah. So now you're out on your own.
Yes.
So it's Mahilani Pastries.
Yes.
And you do wedding. Is there anything in vogue at the moment?
I don't know.
No, because like when we were getting married, I think 14 years ago, it was the naked cake. You know, you could see the trends. In vogue.
So the trends right now, they're either like massive one tier cakes,
right.
Or massive like really tall ones.
Oh, like Empire State
like
Building.
From the floor to the
yes,
ceiling.
Yes, yes, yeah. Not very wide base, but tall and skinny. Yeah,
yeah, tall and just extravagant kind of, which would be a lovely, that'd be so fun to do.
And do people go, say, with chocolate biscuit cake or is it still sponge or what?
There's a mix of things. Right now I'm getting a lot of chiffon cake with raspberry and vanilla.
Chiffon cake?
Yeah.
Right.
So a light and fluffy one. But I don't have a set menu myself because I like to customize it for everybody's palates. So whatever they like, I'll make it. Like, and I love to make, even if they don't know if it'll work out, I like to make it happen for them. So,
And you've never watched The Great British Bake Off?
No. I really need to.
No, it'd be like a busman's holiday. You know what I mean?
People keep mentioning it.
And have you avoided it or just?
Not that I've avoided it. I'm not really sure how to explain it. I watch certain cooking shows, but I don't watch a lot of them.
You know, do you watch? Is it a cake?
No. No.
You know that one? No.
Is that the real or fake?
Yes, I think that's. Item. Is it called? Is it a cake? Is it
like where they make a cake that looks like a toilet?
Is it cake? Is it cake?
Is it cake?
Yeah. So they'd have a burger there, and you'd say, you'd say, is that a real burger or is it a cake?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. it's addictive for about two episodes, and then you move on to something else. Mm. But anyway. So, congratulations, Irish Patisserie Champion.
Thank you.
It means that you're going to be a lot busier now than you have been.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And the hubby at home, 7 years. Well, you're not 7 years married, but you're home 7 years.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about him?
His name is Owen McDonough. He's from Galway. And he used to be a chef, actually, when we met. He was a chef. But he's now a technician in a warehouse, so he helps repair and refurbish machines to be rented out. So everything still with his hands, very creative and things like that. And he loves farming and agriculture and being outdoors as well. So we actually went to New Zealand for a year and worked on a dairy farm there, and he just flourished. He was really thriving. So we're hoping to get some cows and sheep in the future, move back out to the countryside.
Right.
And
did you meet our next guest, Deirdre?
Yeah, we were talking to her and her pet sheep.
Pet sheep brewery, yeah. You should have with her.
I know. It sounds like something we might do. Owen's my number one support system.
I did say this was too good to eat, but I suppose you wouldn't have brought it in if you didn't need to eat it.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it, right.
It's gluten-free as well. Bit of haze. Do you have a hazelnut allergy?
No, look at
it. Should have asked before that. Sorry.
No, my daughter has a nut allergy, so I won't joke about it in any way, shape, or form. It's quite serious. But that is delicious.
Thank you.
That is really delicious.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for bringing it in, and congratulations again.
Thank you. I'm sure
our paths will cross in the future.
Yeah.
Thanks, Asia.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. And if I could say thanks to Deus and Valrhona for hosting the competition, and Cyril and Eric for all of their work and mentorship. And then my former bosses, Fred of Le Petit Delice and JP of Anir, because they've let me borrow supplies and help me. And
we should mention just before you go that you have this amazing CV. Paris and Michelin star restaurants
and they've all been so pivotal and important and they've all been really supportive, so it's really nice.
All right. Thanks, Asia.
Thank you.
Bye.